Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masecht des Kiddushin, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Hoi mele Isha, someone says to a woman, Hariyat mekadeshesli, you are mekadeshes to me, Almanas, on the condition, she'edaber alayich lashiltain. He gives her the fruit, but he says, you're going to be mekadeshes to me, but the condition is, don't worry, I'm going to speak to the ruler on your behalf. Obviously, she needed some type of favor, and he had some kind of protexia. He was able to get the ruler's ear. Or he said like this, Hareyat mekadeshesli, you are mekadeshes to me, on the condition that ve'eseh imach kepoyo, I will serve you as a worker, says the Batanura, for a day. Now, it's important to understand, says the Batanura, he was not mekadesh her with the money that she owes him, that she would owe him for working for him. Because when a worker works for you, the rule is yeshno leschiris meitchila ve'yatsayf. And basically what that means is, if you hire a plumber and he works you the entire day, you're paying him for the day. It's not like you don't owe him anything till the end of the day. But after every shavar pruta worth of work that he does, you're mechuyev to pay him that pruta. Which means by the time he finishes his job, you're going to be paying him for the whole job. Of course, you're not going to stop every 2 seconds and pay him. But what you're paying him is actually money that you owe him. It's a loan. See, he can't say to her, the money that you owe me, with that you're going to become mekadeshes to me. In other words, I'm meichel lechayv. Because the rule is, I'm mekadesh b'mil v'ena mekadeshes. You cannot be mekadesh and isha by being meichel lechayv. So he's not saying, I'll work for you and with that money you're going to become mekadeshes to me. No, he gives her a pruta. But on the condition, he's going to give her a day's work. Either way, says the Mishnah, dibra le'la shilta. If he does speak to the ruler, and if the asima kapayel, or if he made the other tonight, he gives her that day's work, mekadeshes, she's mekadeshes. V'yim lav, if he didn't do what he stipulated to do, ain't a mekadeshes, then she's not mekadeshes. It's an interesting shaila in the Rishonim, and there are different opinions about this. Suppose she needed a favor. The government was going to knock down her house to build a highway. He said, nah, I'll speak to the governor. He won't do it. And he goes to speak to the governor. And the governor says, sorry, I'm knocking down the house anyway. Is that called that he fulfilled the condition or not? After all, he tried. He went to speak to the governor. But she didn't get the favor that she wanted. So some say she's not mekadeshes, because the whole point was that he'll be able to convince the governor to do her the favor. But he didn't. Some say, well, he nicely spoke to the governor. Vaitra zakta mishna oy mili ish, if someone says to an isha ariat mekadeshesli, amanas on the condition she yirtza abba, that my father will agree to this kiddushin, within 30 days. That's how the Gemara explains it. The Gemara explains, says about Tanura, it doesn't mean necessarily my father has to put a big smile on his face and say, Gevaldik, I'm so happy with the wife you pick. No, it means that father doesn't protest, he's not Moicha, and he also has to give a time, for how long? Let's say he says, for 30 days. L'maisa rotza ha'av, in the course of the 30 days, the father was not Moicha, so she's Mekadeshes. But v'im lav, that within 30 days the father said, no, I don't agree. Then ain't a mekadeshes. She's not mekadeshes. Now there has to be a time period, because we can't have a situation where in 10 years from now, the father's going to wake up and say, and I never wanted this shidduch. Then we'll have a whole shaila with the kiddushin. So there has to be a time period, up until a certain time. If the father was not moicha, up until a certain time, she's mekadeshes. Doesn't make a difference what the father says or what he protests about afterwards. Vaitra zakta mishnah, what happens if Mesa'ab, the father, died within these 30 days? So on the one hand, he never protested. On the other hand, but he didn't live the whole 30 days. So you can't say 30 days went by without the father saying, I don't like this. Zakta mishnah mekadeshes. Vatanura explains, look, what did he say? That the father will not protest. Once he passes away, he's not going to protest anymore. Zakta mishnah, here's an interesting halacha. Again, he said, Ariat Mekadeshesli, on the condition my father will not say, I don't want this. And it has to be for a 30-day period. And what happened afterwards was Mesa Ben, the Mekadesh, the son, passed away within 30 days. Father's still alive. We're going to try to teach the father to say that in this situation, the right thing to say is Shein Derois, he doesn't want the condition. Because what we want to do is, you want to accomplish it retroactively. The Kiddushin never took effect. What's the difference? If the husband died, she's not an Ishish anyway. Yeah, but in case he has a brother, we don't want her to fall a yivam to the brother, unnecessarily. There can always be problems, because until she gets chalitza, she won't be able to marry anyone. So you want to be able to clear her to be able to marry who she wants, so therefore if we have a way to undo the kiddushin, then that is what we're going to do. And we do have a way to undo the kiddushin by telling the father to say that he doesn't want it. Okay, chazring over the Mishnah Vav, if someone says, Hariat Mekadeshesli, on the condition that I will speak to the governor for you, I'll work for you for a day, and he does it, she's Mekadeshes. If not, she's not Mekadeshes. If he says, on the condition, and this is how the Gemara explains it, that my father won't protest his Shidduch for 30 days. 30 days pass by, the father never said he doesn't like the Shidduch. He doesn't like the fact that he was Mekadeshes, she's Mekadeshes. If the father died within 30 days, she's Mekadeshes. If the son passed away, we tell the father, you know what, to prevent her from falling with Yivam, protest the Shidduch. This way, it turns out, she was never married to him to start with.